BBC. Holby City, starring James Anderson as Oliver, Jing Lucy as Tara, Hugh Quarshie as Rick, and Catherine Russell as Serena. Last Man Standing by Rebecca Wojciechowski. Previously.
I don't understand you.
Good.
I've given Miss Campbell a very specific brief. She's here to ensure that Keller becomes a more cost-effective ward.
If she gets her way, this place will be a production line for low-cost procedures.
No more nights on a single bed. It's not a big deal or anything.
Is Luke coming back or isn't he?
Could the OSCE candidate proceed to fit the drain? The patient has given her consent.
Good morning, Mrs. Bassmaster. My name is Dr. Valentine, and I'll be suturing a drain into place in your chest.
May I observe?
These are our exam conditions. Do you mind?
When the patient shakes her head, Tara smiles, but Oliver looks unnerved.
Thank you, Mrs. Bassmaster.
He begins the procedure.
The drain could be fitted without a suture, though, couldn't it?
Yes, I'm aware it could be fitted without a suture, Dr. Lowe, but this is a suturing test.
On Keller.
Mr. Griffin, I didn't expect to see you. It's your spa day.
It's an SPA day, Chantel. Spent reviewing my patient's scans.
Oh.
Mr. Bahari. I thought Miss Campbell discharged him yesterday.
An oversight with this prescription. It's been dealt with.
Looking pensive, Rick moves on to the theatre schedule board, where he finds a long list of operations with Ms. Campbell's name assigned to many of them.
Henrik, the ward isn't designed to meet these waiting list targets.
Should we ask the patients to heal themselves, do you think?
I see you're persisting in your SPA day.
Yeah, well, a bit of R&R in this job doesn't go amiss when you're going at this rate. Supporting professional activity is in my contract.
Indeed, I remember your fight for its inclusion. Of course, cutting waiting lists is not just Mr. Campbell's responsibility, is it?
Oliver enters the staff room.
I took the liberty of bringing my portfolio for the OSCE to sign off.
I had to fail you, Ollie. You understood the clinical element of your assessment perfectly, but you acted unprofessionally in front of a patient. My hands are tired.
Dr. Lowe, I know I snapped at her, but she's so...
annoying. Aspergic.
You're a CT1, Ollie. Deal with it. Hospitals are scary places. Patients have to be able to trust us. Doesn't matter if the ward's burning down, you stay in control.
I've had solo surgical spots. I've assisted in CTU transplant peds. You know how many unpaid hours I've clocked up here. You can't fail me because of some stupid suturing test I could have done in my sleep.
Yeah, but this isn't the first time we've had that conversation about Dr. Lowe, is it? Look, I tell you what. You act with impeccable professionalism today, and your dean doesn't need to know about your little outburst. One last chance. Earn it.
Serena enters the consultant's office.
You know, the theory about classical music improving concentration has yet to be proved. Do you mind?
Rick turns down the radio.
We're going to need to find a wealthy patron to donate a new wing. Oh, I mean, pretty soon Keller's going to need an extension just to house all your electives.
Miss Jessop, hello there.
I got a call saying something about my resection being brought forward.
Oh, that's right. We don't want you languishing on the waiting list any longer than necessary. And good news, a theatre slot has come available this very morning.
Oh.
Can someone give you a lift in?
No, not really. My husband's not here.
Right. Well, might you be able to jump in a cab?
I suppose I could.
Fantastic. I'll see you soon.
Consultations via web link.
Yes, speeds things up. Hello. Marcus, can you please remind her parents that I am not legally responsible for their daughter's poor lifestyle choices? Thank you. Right. My public awaits.
When Serena sidles out of the office, Rick watches her go, then turns up the radio. A heavily pregnant Mo to Oliver.
Increased shortness of breath is to be expected for a patient who's been on the waiting list for a year, but I'd like you to give Kate a full examination.
So, to clarify, I'll be performing a checkup of your long-term patient.
Yes. If you're on the waiting list, every symptom's terrifying. So even if the ward's burning down...
Professional.
Exactly. Hey, guys. So, you like my new place?
Nice. Getting big, aren't you?
Fat's all. What's the lady, kiddo? Kate, how are you?
Good. Just a bit.
Look, this is Dr. Valentine. He's going to be giving you a checkup. Get you comfortable again. This is James.
Good morning.
I've got to get off to ITU, but everything here works exactly the same as my last place.
And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
I'll leave you to it.
My funny Valentine, sweet funny Valentine.
Mum, don't be weird.
Right, what I'd like to do is take a couple of scans, that way we can figure out how best to make you comfortable.
They usually take an echocardiogram and an MRI.
OK. Well, I'll be a couple of minutes.
Nurse, fluids, please. Thank you.
Oliver picks up the phone beside Tara.
I didn't mean to interrupt your test earlier. Was it OK?
Yes, good morning. Please let radiology know that Dr. Valentine has a patient on their way up for their MRI. Yes, thank you.
Rick wanders up to Serena, who's with a patient.
Two resections already and a third on the way. It's quite a morning.
You should see what I'm like after dark.
Would you like me to assist you today? The ward's overstretched.
I'm on top of it.
I can reschedule my spa day.
The resection patient's arrived. No bed's ready.
Discharge the post-appendectomy. Miss Jessop, I hope the short notice wasn't too inconvenient.
I can't get hold of my husband. I had to get a cab. Cost me a fortune.
Oh, sorry, but hey, today's the day you get treated.
Right. Excuse me. Bed 3, blood pressure's dropping.
Oh, please excuse me. Waiting area, thanks.
Would you like me to get Miss Jessop prepped?
Well, if you've got the time, that'd be great. Radiology's been informed. Oh, but, Rick.
Yes, you would like her to make a slot. I understand.
Thank you.
OK, this is the Hot Off the Press, new initiative from on high, entitled Constructive Care Rule. We are to spend 3 minutes sharing domestic conversation with elderly or vulnerable patients. They, in turn, will share with us their lives and any hidden nastiness. And fill in one of these report cards.
What do they think we normally do with our vulnerable patients? Spit on them?
They'll have come up with a new scheme by next week, so let's just get on with it.
We're a bit initiative heavy at the moment, but then we've got a doctor-shaped hole in the form of a loop to fill. I guess this is their way of maintaining high standards.
OK, so now all our lives are being made hell because of him. Wow, that sounds fair.
Let's make a start with Mr. Mancini. He's 80, he's got a venous ulcer, and he lives alone.
Has anybody asked Mr. Mancini if he considers himself vulnerable, or are we just judging all our patients based on their age and their marital status? No. No, thanks.
I'll take this one for the team. Don't mention the L word again.
On Keller.
Yeah, it's Miss Campbell's elective. Sarah Jessop. I'll be sending her down for her abdominal x-ray shortly. Thank you.
Are you a doctor?
I am. No flowers on the ward.
Oh, I didn't think this sign was serious.
Can I help you?
Is there a vending machine? Heavy night.
It's second floor, along the corridor, third on the right. But maybe the water cooler might be the better option. I take it you want to be hydrated before visiting. Straight through the ward doors.
It's a bit bigger than last time.
Are you thinking of joining the medical ranks?
He's an artist at heart. What was it you said about Banksy? He's an urban poet.
Oliver becomes aware of Tara watching him.
Yes?
Is there anything I can do to assist?
No, thank you.
May I observe?
No.
As Tara leaves, the patient, Kate, has a pang of pain.
Sorry. I've been a bit knocked for six today.
If you were as bad as you made out, you'd be at the top of the waiting list, wouldn't you?
Oliver frowns at the ultrasound.
What?
Miss Campbell would like to apologise for a hurried hello.
I was meant to be picking my nephew up from playgroup today, but my sister's got to do it now.
No one can force you to have the surgery today if you need more time to prepare.
No. Let's do this.
Sorry, my phone died.
It's all right. It's my husband.
Right. Excuse me.
I was in Brighton. made more sense to stay with the guys. So, you're having your operation today?
No, John, I'm just testing the bed for firmness. Couldn't even call to let me know you weren't coming home? Oh, do you know what? Just do what you like. I'm sick of chasing you, not cooking dinners you don't show up for.
Mrs. Jessop, you appear to have some swelling of the joints. I'd like to wait for the lab results before sending you up to radiology. Have you had any viral illness recently? Any infection?
No.
Any nausea?
Yes.
More frequent urination?
All the time.
Did you inform Miss Campbell?
I didn't have the chance. She just told me to get in a cab.
Who's this Miss Campbell?
Oliver and Mo go to see Kate.
Could I have a word with your mum for a second, please, James?
Kate squeezes her son's hand, then he leaves the room. Oliver follows him out and closes the doors behind him. He goes to stand at James's side, and together they look in on Mo talking to Kate.
She's run out of time, hasn't she?
We can't predict that.
The echo revealed the ejection fraction was down, didn't it?
Yes. It is down. To 10%. I'm really sorry, James.
Mum's on the urgent heart scheme now, then?
Yes.
Good.
Mo comes out.
Is there anyone you'd like me to call in for you? Your gran?
No. Thanks.
James steps back into the high dependency unit, then crouches down by his mum's bed. Mo goes to stand with Oliver.
Good spot on the echo.
How long?
About a new heart, a day, a few hours. We'll see.
Chrissy's with Mr. Mancini.
The ulcer's quite infected, so I'm just going to take a swab and send it to the lab for testing.
Righty-ho.
Might sting a little bit.
Let's not get hysterical.
Chrissy, Pete's on the phone for you.
Oh, yeah. Tell him I'll call him right back. So, Vince, you were saying you like where you live, do you? It's nice, is it?
Is your home nice, Sister Williams?
It's just that this type of infection is sometimes caused by linen not being changed enough.
What difference does it make how I got my ulcer? Or are you offering to do my laundry?
No, I'm not.
Then what business is it of yours? Is she nuts?
I'm sorry. We're required to ask these kinds of questions, I'm afraid.
I do not wish to be mollycoddled. I wish to be treated.
I will happily pass on that shocking news to the patient's liaison manager.
And seal it with a poke in the eye, yeah? I like the cut of your jib. Please take over my treatment.
Sure.
Eddie and Chrissy swap places, then Chrissy heads off.
30 years rubbing shoulders with the enemy, and a bit of fluff wonders if I can make a bed.
Well, I'm not going to patronise you, Mr. Mancini.
Oh, a mutineer, eh? A lone rebel.
Johnny's liaising with UKT. If a heart is available, we'll do all we can to attempt a transplant.
If? She's on the urgent heart scheme. You're at the top of the list now, Mum. That's a good thing.
It's right that you're hopeful, James, but we can't guarantee a heart.
How many people crash their cars every day? So why am I the only one that thinks my mum's not dead yet?
We have a heart.
Told you.
Johnny.
These were the coordinators. Keep you updated. I'm on it.
Dr. Valentine, I need you to keep her stable till the heart arrives. Work to improve her vital signs.
Right. ETA, 3 hours.
Keep James calm. If you're calm, he's calm. If he's calm, his mum will be calm.
Right.
It's all about the calm.
Can I suggest a surgical alternative? An aortic balloon pump. I know it's risky, but it could buy a few extra hours of heart function.
That's exactly what Kate and I have discussed for her end-stage care, but it's a risky last resort, and with the heart on the way, she's safer on the ward. Dr. Lowe?
Yes?
Assist Dr. Valentine.
Rick to Serena.
I think we should postpone Grace Jessop's radiology test.
Yes, I
noticed some swelling. She's suffering from nausea, increased urination. I think these symptoms suggest...
I got the test results 5 minutes ago, Rick. I've already cancelled radiology. Do you want to tell her, or shall I?
They both approach Mrs. Jessop's bed.
What's wrong?
Perhaps you prefer a private consultation. Right, well, your test results weren't quite what we expected.
You're pregnant. It seems...
Mrs. Jessop and her husband look stunned. Oliver hands Tara some files without a word.
But Miss O'Fanger said I was to assist you.
You can assist me by doing my ward admission so I can treat a critical patient. Please alert me to any problems.
Surely my skills are best used with the clinical...
This is a delicate case. Please don't argue.
This is about last week. You're still angry. We still have to work together.
Now is not the time.
He steps into the HDU and Tara walks off upset.
Just a bit longer, Mum. Left Glasgow 1.5 hours ago. She'd be in Birmingham by now.
He's not coping.
Sorry?
He's not coping.
Well, your fluid balance and weight are fine. We'll have to do a more conclusive ultrasound, but so far, nothing to ring alarm bells.
Where is it?
Grace, wouldn't you like to see?
Please look at it. Come on. You've been waiting for this moment for years. Isn't it so weird?
Grace stares glumly at the baby on the ultrasound.
I can see you've got a lot to take in, so we'll just give you a moment.
Serena and Rick step away.
No more mucking about. I'm going to look after you.
I'll inform the theatre nurse that the resection has been delayed until further notice.
Oh, well, unless the full ultrasound or pre-op test show a problem, we'll stick to the schedule.
Just another 30 minutes, I reckon, Mum. It's like one episode of Loose Women. You know how time flies when that's on.
Lovely swimming. James. Where's my balloon?
The heart's nearly here.
It's a hospital tradition.
Nurse, can you take that down to the lab for me, please? Thank you. James seems remarkably strong.
He's not. Nor am I. Who's kidding who?
Dr. Valentine.
Yeah.
Could you please lend me a fiver?
I'm not really supposed to.
It's the balloon. It's just this thing we do.
Oliver takes some cash out of his pocket.
Hope you know I'll get fired for doing this.
I'll get paid on Saturday. I'll come in and pay you straight back.
No, don't worry about it. Look, no one expects you to shoulder all of this.
I'm fine.
A red alarm flashes for Kate's bed.
Nurse, oxygen, please. It's okay. Stay with me.
My uncle was in the army.
Rank?
No idea. He didn't stick it for very long.
The old six-week rumba.
Thought about joining myself once.
Say the word, and I'll call in a favour from the powers that be.
Eddie smiles, then goes over to the bin, where Chrissy joins her.
I think we need to call social services.
Why?
Oh, come on, he's an old man with a painful ulcer. We need to flag up potential home help issues.
He's not said anything about needing any help.
Well, he seemed very defensive when I questioned him.
There is a difference between being defensive and wanting people to mind their own business. My instincts didn't just fly out of the window this morning, you know.
I would still like to flag it up with Sasha, if you don't mind.
And he's my patient. I'd rather he didn't go over my head, thank you.
Kate, I need you to stay still for me, please.
Keep still, Mum. It's not long. Just get it in.
Okay, James, just back off for me, please.
Just 20 minutes, I reckon, Mum. Come on. What's the matter with you?
James, you're not helping.
Oliver's struggling to get in an IV.
Hey, Tara. I need you to assist me.
Okay, James, let's give Dr. Valentine some space.
Okay, I need some oxygen, please. Just breathe in and out for me. In. And out. And again, in. And out. Great, thank you.
You all right?
What's happened?
Kate's BP crashed. I'm administering dopamine and she's stabilising.
OK, good. James, my love, we're going to prep your mum for theatre. Johnny Mac?
I'm on it.
OK, let's go.
As Kate's wheeled out of the room, James gives her a faint smile.
Good boss? Did he include you?
Yeah, he's been great.
Good.
Thank you.
Look, I'm not trying to annoy you. I just wanted to learn from you.
Sister Williams noticed that your ulcer is infected. Now, are you getting all the help you need in looking after yourself?
He's already answered all of these questions, Sasha. He just wants his leg to be treated.
Anything else I can look at?
Your tone of voice.
I can handle this, okay?
All right, Mr. Mancini. I'll be back soon.
But...
So, Vincent, we might need to take you into a treatment room and do a minor procedure, or the worst-case scenario is that we do a surgical debridement to clear all the infected tissue.
A surgical debridement?
Yeah, but let's just see how the antibiotics work first.
When will he come bobbing back?
Well, two doctors down at the moment, so he's really busy, I'm afraid. And I'm sorry about the mollycoddling. Did try and tell him.
Thank you. What can we do?
As Eddie moves away, Mr. Mancini groans.
Oh.
Grace's husband, John, a dishevelled guy of around 40, is sitting by her empty bedside when Rick passes by.
Will we get a due date?
This ultrasound's more about checking the bowel, but yes, they should be able to give you a rough date.
We can't still be open to go ahead with surgery.
Well, we do still need to rule out any urgent need.
Urgent? She was told she'd be on a waiting list for another 3 months. Why the rush all of a sudden? That Miss Campbell stuck her in a cab. She was here for what, 3 minutes? Hey, how did it go?
Yeah, fine.
When's it due?
Well, they couldn't say that.
Rick and John exchange a look.
I'll get us some coffee.
This is Jessup's results.
Thank you.
Grace and Rick are now alone.
Good. No sign of anything requiring urgent attention. The obstetrician will be here very soon.
Good. I want an abortion.
That's it. I don't need another word about
it. Chrissy and Sasha fall silent when Eddie enters the staff room.
Eddie, my mate Ben and a few friends are joining us for some engagement drinks tonight. Do you fancy it?
Would I be allowed entry as a bitter single person?
Of course.
Actually, Ben's a really nice guy. You know, he's a bit quirky. He's an optician.
I've got plans tonight, Sasha.
Well, actually, he's free most nights if you know, fancy another time.
I'm not looking for a date. Okay.
Time's close.
Patient's on standby with the anaesthetist.
Hello, team. We're going to make a miracle happen. Tara, perhaps you would be kind enough to fetch me the relevant brief notes.
Of course.
Are you okay to operate?
Yeah, fine.
Right. Today, we are going to give a woman her life back. Thank you. Well done, everyone involved.
Johnny takes a call.
More.
He shakes his head. Then everyone looks concerned.
I spent years on the receiving end of being set up.
I'm not missing your engagement party because I'm scared of going on my own.
And it comes to something when your own dad tries to fix you up, doesn't it?
Sasha has told me over and over again about his weird friend who loves sci-fi. Ben Skywalker Bloomstein? Stein? I don't know.
Oh, you never know.
No, thank you.
I'm only trying to help.
Yeah, help me with what? I mean, surgically attaching me to a man, any man with a pulse and a half decent job at all costs. Sorry, I didn't mean you.
It's all right. You get the hint. We're back off.
Eddie finds a small square envelope in her pigeonhole. Written on it in black marker is, "Your key, best, L." She tips her house key out into her hand, then walks off looking hurt. James is looking out of a stairwell window, keeping his eye on the empty ambulance bays below.
James, can you come back to the ward, please?
Driver's late.
OK.
could you please come back to the ward? Your mum and Mo would like to see you.
Why?
James, I'm afraid the heart is going to another patient.
It was her turn. Who? There's a system. We stuck to the rules. Who? Who's more important than my mum?
There was a problem in transit. The heart has gone to a patient in a more viable location.
We've waited. She was at the top of the list.
Elliot gives a nod. Then Kate is wheeled away.
James, I'm sorry.
James walks away.
Yeah, one heart is a miracle. Two?
As the team disperses, Tara sits down, upset.
We're doctors, not robots. While the patient's still alive, there's still hope.
In the consultant's office, Serena's nodded off in her chair.
I'm afraid that Grace Jessup will not be ready for her slot.
Oh. Sorry. thank you for your help. By the way, I can take things solo from here.
Are you okay? Serena, let's not pretend that I didn't hear that phone conversation.
Ah. Better parents are attempting to sue me. Their daughter's drug use was down to my neglect, apparently. I mean, obviously, they don't have a leg to stand on, but it's the last thing I need.
Gabby's parents?
Yeah. I'm sure it goes without saying, but keep it to yourself.
It goes without saying, but perhaps this isn't the time to be charging through the waiting list.
My personal life has never affected my work.
Grace's ultrasound didn't suggest anything sinister.
Didn't rule it out either.
She's asking for a termination. She's clearly under a lot of stress. You're not going to plow ahead with surgery regardless, are you? At least do an MRI.
Rick, we're never going to agree on some things, but putting patients first, we do. I have got Grace's best interests at heart.
He concedes with a nod. Eddie's with Mr. Mancini.
I've been waiting for the doctor for over an hour.
He winces in pain.
Tell me what the problem is.
It's nothing. I've just had a bit of a day. You know, when you let your guard down in front of somebody and then they treat you badly. Sorry. Thank you for asking, though. It's really sweet of you. The antibiotics are not clearing up this infection, so we're going to have to drain that, I'm afraid.
Where's the doctor?
Well, who needs fuss and nonsense, right? I can perform this procedure myself.
When's the next heart arriving?
Doing everything we can.
Johnny will let us know the minute there's any news.
Better get here quick.
Kate, do you remember a surgical option Mo discussed with you as part of your end-stage plan?
What end-stage plan?
It's very risky, but there's a chance that it might buy you some more time.
If there's an operation, do it now.
It's not as simple as that, James.
Sweetheart, it's time to call Gran in. You need to get ready.
For what?
I'd like you to have this. It's just a few bits and pieces that I'd like you to do when I've...
I don't want it.
It says... I'd like you to be a teenager. I'd like you to stop worrying and start enjoying yourself.
Fine, I can do that now.
Go out to parties. Have fun. Make mistakes.
I'll go to parties. We can get a nurse in. Please, Mum, they'll find another heart.
Have a few girlfriends, but always be a gent. Keep painting. Don't let your teachers talk you out of art school.
Don't ignore me, Mum. You owe me some fight.
She shakes her head.
If you can't be bothered, then I can't either.
He storms out.
I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Tara and Oliver both look moved. John sits down outside the consultant's office and lets out a heavy sigh. Working at his desk, Rick spots him through the open doorway and steps out to join him.
Everything okay? I imagine your wife might be wondering where you are.
Right.
There's a lot to discuss. The surgery, possible termination.
Termination? She's wanted a kid for years.
Really? Well, perhaps if she felt warm, supported by you.
It's not mine. We've had sex once in the last 6 months.
I see.
Is it all looking safe with her age? What did the baby people say?
I don't know. I'm not working on Grace's case anymore.
It's just Miss Campbell. I'm telling you, I promise you, Grace is in a bad way if she's talking about abortion. Look after her, because I can't.
In the AAU...
Eddie.
Hey. Oh, listen, Chrissy, I've been thinking, there might not be any harm in me meeting up with this Ben guy. It'll be free drinks, right? And it might be fun, so... Oh, also, I'm going to be using the treatment room for the next half an hour.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that. Mr. Mancini, he wants you taken off his care.
Why?
He says you're getting over familiar.
What? Well, I thought they liked me.
We should have talked about this.
Sometimes it's hard to find the right words.
I'm his mother. I should have found them. He's not going to be okay. I can feel it.
In my opinion, he's coping far better than most boys his age.
He's scared, all alone. Please go and get him, please.
Easy. SVT.
No cardioversion, get Mo.
She's in theatre. Oh, I read about carotid sinus massage. One side of the neck, 5 second interval.
I know what carotid massage is. It's risky, it can cause a stroke. Get Mo.
We don't have time.
Stop.
Fine, you do it then. Come on, Ollie, I know you can do this.
You were getting on, Vincent. What's happened?
I wish to see a doctor.
I'm sorry Miss Olivia has been so busy all day. Have I done something to upset you? I am trained in this procedure. You're risking your health if you put off this treatment.
Then tell Mr. Levy he'd better make himself available bloody quick. He will not be dictated to by a nurse.
Fine. Shout if you change your mind.
Shout.
Mr. Mancini only wants to be seen by a doctor, so let's respect his wishes, okay?
Well, we can't just leave him.
Oh, do you know what? I'm sick of arrogant men thinking the world revolves around them.
One, two, three.
What's going on?
Four, five.
She went into SVT.
One, two, three, four.
I thought it best that we start.
Don't you ever attempt carotid sinus massage without seeing a doctor again. Where's James?
He got upset.
Go get him. She hasn't got much time. Now!
Tara and Oliver hurry out, leaving Mo to continue the neck massage.
It's okay.
I demand to see the doctor! I demand to see the doctor!
We have got every right to call security.
He's an old man with a painful ulcer.
Well, there is help here for him if he wants it.
Why doesn't he take it?
Because he's selfish and arrogant.
Listen, don't take this out on the patients.
I want to see the doctor! I want to see the doctor!
Mr. Mancini, you're upsetting the patients.
And you're upsetting me, you silly girl! Fetch me the doctor!
Right.
Where are you going? I demand to see the doctor! Can't he hear me? Is he deaf? Doctor! Where are you?
Sasha's in theatre.
Time of death, 15:11.
This is why you can't see the doctor.
What's the matter with you?
Chrissy wheels Mr. Mancini away from the window and Eddie looks guilty. Chantelle's at the nurse's station on Keller.
Only urgent phone calls, please, Chantelle. I'm trying to salvage what I can of my spa day.
Of course, Mr. Griffin. Mrs. Jessop did want to speak to you, but she'll ask someone else.
No, it's okay. I'll deal with it.
Rick heads across the ward to Grace's bedside.
Oh, hi. Have you seen John?
No, sorry. Miss Campbell will do everything she can to make sure that you're seen by the obstetrician as soon as possible.
No, she cancelled them.
Miss Campbell cancelled your obs and gynae referral.
She said there's no point because we have to do the surgery anyway.
Anything?
No. Maybe we should try outside. It was your decision to do the carotid massage.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Sorry. Just trying to help.
Well, I don't need your help. I'm a CT1. Why would I listen to you? You're always there, in my face. And every time you come near, it goes wrong for me. So, you know what? I don't need your excuses. Just from now on, stay away from me.
Tara hurries off, passing Johnny, who's overheard them.
Didn't Mo ask you to do something?
Grace is ringing John's mobile. He's standing outside having a smoke.
One day they'll stop calling for good.
John looks at James.
Some girl broke your heart too.
No. I'm pretty sure my mum's dying today.
John steps forward and offers James his spliff.
Grow up, mate.
His words seem to hit home. After considering for a moment, John stubs out the smoke. Then he heads back to the hospital, passing Oliver.
James! You haven't got long.
James nods. Rick checks in the consultant's office, then notices Hanson.
Have you seen Miss Campbell?
She's working, I imagine.
A pregnant and distressed patient is being hurried into theatre for a non-urgent procedure without being seen by an obstetrician. This wheel-em-in, wheel-em-out culture has got to stop. Will it take a patient's death for you to realise that?
Is Miss Campbell failing in her duty of care?
I'm not going to fall for the divide and rule. This is about the system.
Is the system wheeling a distressed pregnant patient into theatre? Is Miss Campbell failing to meet care standards on a regular basis?
No.
So it's this one isolated case that's giving you cause for concern, is it?
Look, she has a lot on her plate at the moment, both professionally and domestically.
Well, unless there's clear evidence of wrongdoing, my hands are tied, I'm afraid.
So you're just going to wait for something to go wrong?
Well, you're clinical lead, aren't you? Why don't you veto it or something?
I'm not going to overrule a fellow consultant.
Oh, well, as you wish.
Serena's prepping Grace for theatre.
All right, Grace, just take some deep breaths for me. Breathe deeply for me.
Miss Campbell, I need to speak to you outside the theatre.
Not now, Rick.
John's gone, isn't he? Can't we just wait a bit, please?
Miss Campbell, as clinical lead, I'm telling you to step outside the theatre.
It'll have to wait.
Right, this procedure is cancelled. And I'll be second signing your electives until further notice.
Rick, her MRI. She's fully obstructed.
She shows him the MRI results on a tablet computer. Dressed for home, Eddie goes over to Mr. Mancini, who's sitting in a chair at his bedside and looking troubled. She sits down on the bed to talk to him.
Vincent, what I did was totally wrong. And I'm sorry.
That poor lad. All alone on the table.
Why wouldn't you let me treat you? I thought that you liked me. Your leg's gonna have to be dealt with surgically now, I'm afraid. What are you so scared of? Because I know that there's something. And I'm not trying to patronize you. I'm not. I do care.
I'd like to think old Nick will just come knocking one day, but he won't. It'll be a long, slow, slippery slope. I know how it starts. Doctors become nurses. Then before you know it, it's care workers. Wiping the dribble away.
Are you managing at home on your own as well as you'd like?
I'm the last man standing. The bloody council is not putting me in a home.
Council don't have to know that you're ill. Okay, I am on your side. if you'll let me be.
Would you stay with me, Nurse McKee?
Goodbye.
She looks touched. Oliver is sitting with James.
Do the pump thing, please.
She wants to say goodbye. Your mum's done the best she can to fight this. She wants to make the most of the time she's got left. She loves you.
Oh, no.
Your mum doesn't expect you to be the strong one. No one does. But you're not going to get a second chance at this moment, James. You don't want to look back on today and regret what was or what wasn't said.
I don't want my mum to die.
I know. But it's time.
James nods. Grace is violently sick.
Grace, I'm afraid there's been a miscommunication.
What's happened? Why is it urgent?
Well, it is, then. It isn't now. It is again.
Is the operation urgent?
Yes.
Yes.
Do what they say.
Stuff I've got to tell
the
you.
It's not my, I know. Whatever. That's not important right now.
Will you stay?
Yes.
Theatre. Thank you.
You shouldn't twist people's heads like that.
I'll come into theatre with you.
Mr. Mancini.
Don't like to feel fuzzy.
Why don't you count backwards with me? Okay? Ten.
Ten.
Nine.
Nine.
Eight.
Seven.
The
enemy on a slippery slope. They're not seizing my house, lads. They're not seizing my...
He goes under.
I'll be here when you wake up, Vincent.
Eddie gently removes his glasses. On his way back to the HDU with Oliver, James hesitates.
When you're in there, you'll know what to say.
James nervously flattens down his hair, then carries on to the HDU. When he sees Tara and Mo tending to an unconscious Kate, he hurries to take his mum's hand.
We're helping your mum to breathe now, sweetheart. She tried her best to stay awake, but it was all a bit too much for her.
Serena and Rick are operating on Grace.
Run the bowel. Yes, Grasper.
As Serena performs the keyhole surgery, she watches Grace's abdomen on the monitor.
I'm surprised you thought I would have cancelled gynae support for any reason other than medical urgency. And I'm a little disappointed you chose to overrule me rather than support me.
I offered you my support, but you chose to go solo. The patient was distressed. You were under a lot of pressure. We can't keep his pace up.
I can. The onus is on you to keep up, not me to slow down. Severe fibrosis. Lucky we caught it.
Luck?
True, it doesn't take a crystal ball to know that it's better to treat a patient sooner rather than later. Let's just hope we haven't left it too late. 90 over 60. She's bleeding.
Give it a try with a harmonic scalpel.
No time. We'll have to improvise. Open her up. Scalpel.
I said I couldn't be bothered.
She knows you didn't mean it.
Was she sad when I...
No. She was peaceful. Really peaceful. And she said she knew you loved her.
Really?
If there's anything you want to tell her, it's not too late.
Tara looks across at Oliver, who gestures that they should leave. As she heads for the door, Oliver gives the tearful James's shoulder a squeeze. Then as he and Tara step outside, he touches her arm. They wait for a nurse to go in, before closing the door and walking off in silence. In theatre...
Can't see a thing.
Perhaps we should convert to a strictoplasty.
In the interests of mother and baby, we'll continue with the right hemicolectomy.
I think we've gone past the point of trying to save the pregnancy. Let's prioritise the patient.
Rick, you're either with me or against me.
Serena stares at him over the top of her mask, then gets back to the task in hand, delicately removing a sizable section of Grace's culon.
Done. Nothing to suggest that the pregnancy is no longer viable.
Well done.
Miss Gamble, would you receive me in my office before you leave, please? I was assuming there's nothing pressing you have to rush home for.
Certainly.
Serena gives Rick a look of dread. Tara's with Oliver by the staff lockers.
Nobody expected you to save Kate. But you did stop that boy from doing something he'd hate himself for.
Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have got angry with you today. You're amazing. You're a great F1, Tara. I just can't get a handle on you.
What?
He steps away. She goes after him.
While you wait.
They lock eyes and look about to kiss.
We have a heart, ETA 2.5 hours. Looks like Kate's got her miracle. Mo said scrubs, we're inserting the pump.
Go.
Would you meet me outside theatre?
Let's go, Dr. Valentine.
Yeah, sure.
He walks out with a smile, but Tara looks uneasy.
Heart's close.
Both arteries pulsed into femoral artery. C-arm, please.
The unit's wheeled in next to Oliver.
Thank you. Screen, please. You okay?
Yeah, it's just Braxton Hicks.
80 over 55. More?
Insert the catheter, Dr. Valentine.
Oliver steps in to perform the procedure. In a recovery room, Mr. Mancini's lying in a bed, with Eddie standing holding his hand and watching him closely. As he gradually starts to come round from the anaesthetic and opens his eyes, she gives him a warm smile.
Hi.
Back in Kate's operation.
Can't get the balloon in, I can't see it.
OK, I'm good. Relocating at the femoral artery. Let's try this again.
The heart's given up.
OK, let's get a trolley, please, quickly. Charge to 50. OK, clear. No output. Again at 50. Clear.
Dr. Valentine.
I can do this. At 100, please. Clear. Again at 100. Clear. At 150. Clear.
Look, we never thought she'd get through the night.
We can't give up now. The heart's so close. Clear. Rhythm.
Mo and Johnny share an impressed look. Then Oliver finishes inserting the catheter.
Balloon's in place.
I can't live if I have to miss her every day.
Don't think like that.
I did this massive painting at school last year. I got my mate to drop it round ours. I couldn't wait to show my mum. I wish I didn't care.
The balloon pump's restored function.
James dashes out, but Tara remains where she is.
Help yourself to my cookie jar. That was amazing work. It went well.
ETA?
ETA 1.25 hours. We're keeping your mum intubated on a high dependency ward until the heart arrives, okay?
Listen, when Gran gets here, she gets freaked out by hospital, so just let me take care of it.
Look, you haven't seen Dr. Lowe around, have you?
She was with me back there.
She didn't say where she was going.
No, why?
Nothing. Just go be with your mum, yeah?
When James hugs him, Oliver's a little taken aback.
Thank you.
James sets off along the corridor. Hansen finds Tara sitting lost in thought on the stairs.
Moment of quiet contemplation. Now, we made an agreement, you and I, regarding the medical monitoring of your tumour, but I have to consider your emotional well-being. Under any circumstances, working in a hospital full of the ailing can take its toll. But with your condition, are you finding it difficult?
No, I'm fine. I assisted with an end-stage cardiac patient today, and I've been across transplant pre-meds.
So you're coping then?
Yes. I'm focused.
So no slippery slope for you. The anaesthetist reckons you needed a mallet to knock you out.
They train us for that.
I didn't mention any names, but I had a word with a friend of mine at social services.
Traitor!
Vincent, no one is putting you in a home, OK? OK, but maybe someone could help you with the little things, like your shopping or your laundry a couple of hours a week. Mm. You helped your army pals, right? The last man standing needs someone too. I'll leave the number in your discharge notes.
Eddie heads off. Now Rick's sitting in Hansen's office.
I needn't remind you of the seriousness of your allegation.
I made no allegation. I merely questioned her ability to manage a challenging schedule.
Perhaps your concerns about the manageability of her schedule says more about your idea of what a manageable schedule is.
We can all speed through a schedule, but at what cost to the patient or the surgeon? Either way, my concerns about Miss Campbell's clinical judgment in this instance were unfounded. I was wrong.
Very well. Your apology is accepted.
Look, I know this isn't perfect, but so what? I'll get my act together. We can do this. Let's at least try. Whatever's going on with us, I love you. You've always been my best friend. I promise I'll be here to support you. I'll call your mum, let her know you're safe.
Okay.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
Rick joins John outside.
John. It's a good thing you're doing.
Well, if we want it to work, it will. If we don't, it won't. Simple. A line's been crossed, though. No getting around that.
Rick nods, then heads on to the ward, where Serena is scoring Grace's name off the theatre schedule.
Grace Jessop seems to be making good progress.
On track for a Thursday discharge?
Yes.
Good. Thanks for your assistance.
I spoke to Hanson.
Yeah, he cancelled our catch-up. Shame. I was looking forward to it.
Serena, I'm sorry.
Yeah, good night, Rick.
She leaves him standing. Jack finds Mo with Oliver.
Mo, the CT1 dean is chasing you for the results of his OSCE.
Look, I didn't act professionally today. I mishandled the pastoral needs of a young relative. And I let my emotions interfere with a colleague. You were right.
Do you know what that is, Dr. Valentine?
James is sleeping.
Trust in you. I'm not fluent in Kitten, but can I translate that as he's passed?
Yeah, he's passed.
Great. Passing the world's easiest exam. Winner.
I was never going to fail you anyway. Just a little bit of shock therapy. Slap wrist.
Hans arrived.
You've earned yourself a place in transplant surgery.
Tara. Tara!
Hey. Congratulations, I hear you did brilliantly in theatre.
She hurries away.
Tara, wait.
Dr. Valentine!
Oliver gets back to work. A little later, Johnny carries a white bag labelled human tissue for transplant into theatre, where the team are already waiting, with an anaesthetised Kate. Johnny unzips the bag, then removes a polystyrene cover. Elliot reaches in with both hands and lifts up the heart.
Lovely. Today, we make a miracle happen.